We're holding Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol Mokem Shiyesh Mecher. Depending now upon how old the girl is. Now, whenever the father can sell his daughter to be an Amar Aria, that means Kol Zaman she's a Ketano, the Locha Ruzain Kenas. That if a man is Ma'anasa or is Mefataha, you don't have to pay Kenas. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that a Ketano, when a girl is less than 12 years old and doesn't have two Cyrus yet, there's no Kenas. But the Chol Mokem Shesh Kenas, in other words, whenever she does become a Nara, and she has two Cyrus, that now if a man is Ma'anasa, the man has to pay the father Kenas, the Locher is Ein Mecher, the father cannot sell her. Kitana, Kol Zaman, the girl is a Kitana, she's less than 12 years old, Yesh La Mecher, then the Locher is, her father is allowed to sell her to become an Amar Riyah. But the Ein Lo Kenas, if a man is Ma'anasa, even though she's older than 3 years old, it's called a Maisa B, he made a Pagam, but still Rav Meir holds a potter from Kenas. Nara, once the girl becomes a Nara, 12 years old, Yesh Lo Kenas, now if a man is Ma'anasa, these 6 months between Narus and Bagrus, she does receive Kenas, the Kenas goes to the father, but V'yein Lo Mecher, the father has no more right to sell her, she's like out of the Rishus of the Yav, the father can't sell her. Habageris, once the girl becomes 12 and a half years old, after Narus, she comes a Bageris, Ein Lo Loi Mechav Loi Kenas, then there's no halacha, the father is not allowed to sell her, she can't become an Amar Riyah, and no adin v'lay kenas, there's no halacha of kenas. That if a man is manasa, even though she's still a psula, there's no kenas. Kenas is only by an aro, not by a bageris. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, and we'll soon explain later why Rabbi Meir says this, that a katana does not get kenas. Abu chachamim oimrim, but there is a chachamim shita that says that yesh lo kenas. No, even though she's a katana, as long as she's 3 years old, there is a kenas. But mokem mecher, at the time when the father's allowed to sell the daughter between 3 and 12, when the father could sell her, who adin there is kenas. The tanya will not like this. Ketana mibas yoimechod v'yachetov ishtei cyrus is yesh lo mecher v'yein lo kenas. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that a ketana, when she's 1 day old, until she becomes 12 years old, the father has the right to sell her. Yesh lo mecha, she's in the reshus of the Av, the father could sell her to become an Omer Havriya, a Jewish maid. But v'ein lo kenas, if a man is manasa, there's no chiv kenas, since she's a ketana. But mishetovi shtei Cyrus, when she brings two Cyrus, in other words, when she's 12 years old, and she has two Cyrus, two hairs, the mokam ervam, that she's a gedola, Ad sheti bager, for the next 6 months until she becomes a begeris, yesh lo kenas, at this period if a man is ma'anasa, he has to pay the father kenas. But v'yein lo mecher, but now the father can't sell the daughter anymore. Once the daughter becomes a gedola, becomes a nara, the father can't sell her anymore. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, and we'll soon explain why. Shohayi Rabbi Meir Oimer, because Rabbi Meir used to say that kol mokem sheyesh mecher, whenever the father is allowed to sell his daughter, when she's a ketana, ain kenas. A man does not have to pay her kenas. The kol mokem sheyesh kenas, whenever the girl is a nara, that now if a man is manas or mafata, the man has to pay kenas, is ain mecher. At this age, the father can't sell her. There's no mecher, the father can't sell her. For the chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say though, ketana mibas gimul shanim v'yoymechot, v'yad shetibager, when a girl is 3 years old, up until she becomes a begeris, up until she's 12 and a half, is yesh lo kenas. If a man is ma'anasa or mafata, the man has to pay kenas. Now, the Mara makes a diak. Kenas in mechaloi, mashma, there's only yechiv kenas, but the father can't sell his daughter, even though she's a ketana. So the Mara says, no, Eima, say rather, af kenas b'mokemecher. Say rather, there is kenas b'mokemecher. Whereas that's pshita, the father has a right to sell his daughter, calls the man she's a katana. The chiddush of the chum is that when she's 3 years old, then there's a chi of kenas, even though she's a katana. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's svara? Why does he say that a katana does not receive kenas? she bedavka has to be an arrow. V'lo makro, the pasuk says v'lo yisi elisha. It says what when you ma'anis a girl, it says that you should marry her. So to diyek v'lo yisi elisha, she should be your wife. Mashma b'mehev b'mahavo atzmo akosam adaber. In the case that she has the power to marry herself off to you, in other words, that she's a gedela. We're talking about that she's an arrow, that she can accept the kedushin without her father's permission. By Tana can't marry herself off. She doesn't have that. Here the pasuk is mashma v'loy silisha, that this girl should be to you for wife. Mashma, she has the power to marry herself off. Because dafka by anara, by gdolo, and not by ktana. For Rabbonin, what's the sword of the Rabbonin Shita? For Rabbonin, the Amr Rashlok, Yishomakro, the pasuk says, naro afilu ktana. Like the Bach is Gurus, the Torah doesn't say the hey. It just says nar, as if to say nar without the hey means even a ktana. That even though she's a ktana, for man is manasa, the man has to pay kenas. So Mora says now, Shomarav Popo, Perei Derav Chona Mibei Kulichis. He heard over this memra, Rav Popo heard it over. Is also, so he went, Omro Kaimed Rav Simi Barashi. He went and told it over to Rav Simi Barashi. So Omule, so Simi Barashi told that Rav Popo, Osin you aho masnisulo. You learned this pshat about Nara Nar on this our mission here. Anan, he says here, Anan aho masninulo. We learned that this Rosh on this halacha, like we'll soon see. The Ram Rashloka said, Hamoitzi Shemra, alaktano, in the case where a man married a ktana. And the first time he lived with her, he's Moitzi Shemra, that said that she doesn't have psulim. In other words, she lived with a man before already, when she was Mekudeshes, married to him. The locher is potter, you don't have to pay the kenas. In the case, a regular case of Moitzi Shemra, if the husband is lying, and we find out that she had those nus before, so the husband has to pay her meya kesef. If she's a ktana, though, Rosh Lakish says he's potter. Shenem the apostle says, v'nos nul avi hanara, that you have to give the money to the father of the Nara. So Rosh Lakish says here, Nara mole dibra kosef. The Torah writes the word Nara with the hay. Nara mole means that she has to be a total Nara gedela and not a ktana. If you might see shame on a ktana, you do not have to pay the kenas. Maskeblo Rav Adabaravo. So Rav Adabaravo asked the kasha back to Rosh Lakish. Taima, what's your reasoning? Why you're telling me now a ktana, there's no din moisi shemra? The kosa rachmona nara, only because the Torah wrote the word nara with the hay. Halav hachi, the Torah would have just wrote nar without the extra hay, without the hay. Habamina, I would have thought afilu ktana, that even though you're marrying a ktana now, if the husband has moisi shemra on her, the husband still has to pay the kenas if he's lying. For the Gemara Volksiv, in this pasuk it says, if it's true what the husband is complaining, that lenimtsa b'sulim lenara, that this nara did not have b'sulim, in other words, that she lived with another man after the kedushin, the pasuk says v'hitziyus anara pesach beisaviyah, he should take the nara out from the father's house v'saklua, and we have to give a skila. So this is the pasuk of Moshe Shemra, that if it's true what the husband is saying, then the wife gets skila. But if the husband is lying, then the husband has to pay meya kosef. Now, uketana lav bas einshinhi. That's the proof that this pasuk is not talking about a ketana, because the ketana does not get killed. She's not a bar einshin. But since the pasuk says by Moshe Shemra that she gets killed, if it's true, it's mashma talking about a gedela, an hour at least. So that's the kasha. Why does Rosh Lakish have to make a diyuk from the word naro that it writes to hey here, that's dafka gedola, not a ketana? Pshita, we're talking about a gedola here, because the ketana doesn't get killed. So Gemara says, Ela Teretz is like this, Ela kan naro. Over here, the Torah writes the word hey to teach us that what? That it means a gedola. Ha komokam shenema nar. But any other place in the Torah, the Torah doesn't write the word nara with the hay, but it leaves out the hay. It only writes nar afilu ktana b'mashma. Then it's mashma, like we say napshan chum over here, that by knas of mafata and by an oinis, here the Torah just writes a nar without the hay. It means even a ktana. If a man has manas a mafata ktana, the locker is he has to pay a knas. And the knas goes liavia. Yeah. Mishnah says hoy me patisi. As Vito Shaplini, if a man comes and confesses, like admits to Bezdin, that he was Mefata, that person's daughter, in other words, that he has to pay a kenas, she was a nara, and she was a psula, so she deserves to get kenas, whether it's a pito, you know, as he talked her into it. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim boishes to pegam, the man has to pay now to the father the boishes, the embarrassment he gave her, or pegam, how much he made her worthless, al piyatzmoi, even though it's only he himself that's admitting it, there's no edim. But if he ain't mishalim kenas, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you do not have to pay the kenas. And like Rashi says, because the Moram Bava Kama learns it out from that moed be kenas is potter, because the pasuk says me'asher yashin elohim, that bezdin has to paskin luchiyah of kenas prat l'mashiyah satzmai, where a person admits it himself and there's no edim there, then bezdin does not paskin luchiyah kenas al piyatzmai. So if you're the only one that's admitting it, that you are mafata, this girl, you do not have to pay kenas. And then the Mishnah says, right to the same type of a chiddush, that ho'emer ganafti, if somebody admits that he stole something, is mishalem esakeren al piyatzmai, he's mechayev himself because of his own confessing now, his own al piyatzmai, because of himself, he has to pay back the keren. But the ein mishalem tashlumi kefil, but the kefil that usually a ganaf has to pay, that's called the kenas. And the kenas is potter, because like we said, moide the kenas is potter. The same thing for tashlumi above the chamisha. If you admit that you stole it and you made a shchita, you made a tficha, you're potter from paying back the extra three or four, because that's a kenas, and a person doesn't pay kenas al piyatzmai. What about if you admit that hamish shuri is plenty, that my shor killed another man? So then the loch is you have to pay koifer. So machloikis, we have to pay the main nizik or the main mazik. But Mashma our mission holds that kufr is mamayna. It's called you're paying back money. So therefore, if you admit that your shor killed somebody, you have to pay the value. Or shor is shor pleni, or else if your shor killed another shor, is harezeh mishalom al piyatzmai. You have to pay al piyatzmai, because that's called the chi of money. And if you admit to money, you have to pay. But what about if you're admitting that hamish shori avdoi shor pleni? If you're admitting that your ox killed somebody else's eved kenani, well, that's a kenas that you have to pay shleishim shkolim. The halacha is ein mishalom al piyatzmai. You don't have to pay according to you. If you're the only one saying it now, bezin does not pass in the chiyuv of kenas. And ze'aklal, this is the general rule that kol hamishalim yeser amash izik. Whenever you have to pay more than the actual damage that you caused, mele it's called kenas. Therefore, einu mishalom al piyatzmai. You don't pay for yourself al piyatzmai. You dafka need bezdin to paskin the chiyuv kenas, and bezdin only paskins it with edim, and not al piyatzmai. That's the pasuk of Hashiyashin Elohim prat l'mashiyas atzmai. Exactly why it says this loshin dafka of kol mishalom yeser amash ezik. What about if you have to pay less than your mazik? That's the Gemara we'll talk about. That's a shayla if your old palga niska is mamayin or kenas. We'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. The listener, we're asking the question now, what does the Mishnah also say on Nasti? Like, what does the Mishnah only say, Ho'ema Potisies Bitoi, that I talked his daughter into having Znus with me? Why doesn't it say a bigger Kiddush of Anasti that he was Manas, so he forced her? Like Taisa says, it's a bigger Kiddush because he's saying he did a bigger priestess that he forced her. So why don't we say that Kiddush? So Gemara says, Enechnami, but loy mi boy komar. When the Mishnah says Potisi, that's a bigger chiddush that we believe the man more than just Onasti. Why? Loi mi boy Onasti. Not only when the man said that he forced the girl to live with him, the loi ka pogam lo. He's not making such a pogam, he's not giving her a bad name. It's not the pshat she wanted to have as nus that she's a zayna. But you're just saying that you forced her. So that's not so, you're not making her a bad name. Therefore, we believe you that you have to pay the boishas and the pogam. The Mishalim Boishas of Begam. You have to pay the Boishas and the Begam. Al Piyatzmai, even though you're the only one admitting it. Avol Potisa, but I would have thought in the case of the Mishnah, by Potisi, that you talked her into it. But she agreed to do it. The Kapogam law, you're now giving a bad name about her. You've been giving her Begam. People are going to call her Rezoina. Like she agreed to have Znus with you. Hey, Maloi Mishalim Al Piyatzmai, maybe Bezdin should not believe you. And you should not have to pay the money in order not to give her a bad name. As Kamash Malon, the Mishnah teaches us, no, that still we believe the man. When the man said that he was Mefater, he talked her into it, the man has to pay Boishas and Begam to the father. And not take tach, the Gemara says that like a masnisin the loikiyai tana. Our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Reiner, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that af boishes of pagam enu mishalim al piyatzmoi. In a case where the man is agreeing that he was mafataha, he talked her into it, so he's giving her a name that she's a zayna. We taka don't believe him, and he does not have to pay the boishes and the pagam al piyatzmoi. And his svar is, it's not right that he should give a bad name to that girl, to somebody's daughter. As the fact you're saying that you talked her into it and she agreed to you, you're like telling her she's like a zayna. So therefore we don't believe you even to make you pay to boishes in the begam. So omalei Rav Papa Labaya, so Papa said to Abaya, what's going to be if nichalol ledido, what's going to be according to Rav Shimon if she agrees that she wants the money? If she says she doesn't care about the bad name, she'd rather see the money, and she doesn't care that people talk that she's a zayna. My, what will be the locha? So Gemara says still, dilmol nichal eliyavia. Still, we're afraid the father doesn't like it, though, that the name should go out that his daughter was a zayna. So the Gemara, what's going to be, though, in the case of nichal eliyavia? What's going to be if the father does like it, agrees, they could rather have the money than about, he doesn't care about the name? My, what do you say then? Do you have to pay? So Gemara still says, dilmol nichal levnei mishpacha. Still, it's a svara, somebody in the immediate family is not going to like this idea that people are talking about their mishpacha, that she's a zayna. Therefore, they would rather not to have the money than have the bad name. So Gemara still asks, what's going to be if nichalu levnei mishpacha mai? What's going to be if all the immediate mishpacha around here, all agrees and says, we don't care about the bad name, we would rather see the money. What's going to be the halacha? As Gemara says still, yefsha deleka chad b'medinas hayom t'lanichalei. It's impossible that there's at least one person in the family that disagrees, that says, I'd rather not have the money, as long as she should not have a bad name. At least there's one normal person here. So since it's a svara, that they themselves would rather like be meichel the money, not see the money in order, that she should not have a bad name, that's from Shimon's svara, you don't have the right to give her a bad name, so we say you're potter from pain. Unless the raidim there. When the raidim, we can't help it, then we know through raidim. But we only know without piyatzmoy, that's from Shimon's svara, you don't have to pay in order not to give her a bad name. Yeah, then the Gemara says, right. It says, next case is, Ho'ime Grunafti Mishalem Etzakerin. The person admits that he stole, so you have to pay back the Karen the value of what he stole, but the Kefil Yapot, that's Kenas. Itma, we learned the Gemara in Baba Kama that says, Palga Niska, in the case where you're sure, which is a Tam, the first three times it hits somebody, it's only a Tam, that only has to pay Palga Niska. It only has to pay Chatzin Ezek. If you're sure, killed another ox, and the other ox is worth $100, you only have to pay 50. So, Rapapa Roma Palganiska Mamoina. Rapapa, that's that you have to pay the 50% of it, it's called Mamin. That's a svar, you should have to pay it, and therefore, if you're Maida, you'd have to pay it. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Ma Palganiska Kenosa. No, it's called a Kenas, and therefore, if you admit that your shore hit somebody else, or hit another shore, the first few times before it's a Muid, your potter is called Kenas. What's the Svara? Rav Papa Roma Palganiska Mamina. Rav Papa holds Palganiska is called Mamin. Why? Ksover he holds Stam Shvorim is Lav Becheska Shimakaima. A Stam Shor ox is not Becheska to be watched. In other words, the owner has to know that his ox is not so tamed. It's not Becheska that it should be watched. And the opposite, that's watched. In other words, the opposite, that the owner has to realize that if he doesn't watch it, it's going to do damage. So if it goes out and damages somebody, really, if it didn't, who the mishalim kulei? Really, even the first time your ox does damage, you should have to pay the whole damage. Because you should have known that your ox does damage. But the Torah had rachmonis on you, since your ox did not do it three times, it's not a mu'ud yet, the Torah had rachmonis on you. The Torah parted you from a chatzin ezek. But the half that you have to pay, it's called mamoina, it's a svar, you should have to pay it, because you should have known your ox is going to do damage if you don't watch it. Yeah, but Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Amar, he says no, palganiska kenosa. That's that you have to pay 50%, the palganiska, that's called the kenas. Why, kisover, he owes that stam shvorim is becheska shimakaima. A regular ox is becheska that's watched. In other words, it's tamed. And therefore, the owner doesn't have to think that's going to do hezek. So therefore, the first time that it does hezek, it ruins somebody, really should be potter in svar. It's like an oinus. Obedino really dlo l'shalom klal. You should not have to pay anything the first two or three times that does hezek. For Achimon who the kon say, to svar the Torah, put a kenas upon you, should have to pay, ki heicha denim tere l'turei, in order that you should watch your shor, your ox. So therefore, that's why it's called the kenas. Now the Gemara will bring proofs, so kasha is one to the other. To Simon Hezek Ma Behemoth Klal. Tanan, we lost learned the Gemara in Bava Kamma, says like this. He learned in the Mishnah over there like this. Tanan, Ha Nizik Viha Mazik B'Tashlumin. When Yeshua does damage, it's called the Nizik, the one that received the damage, and the Mazik, the one that gave it, both of them have to pay sometimes. So Gemara says like this. According to Rav Pop, it's very good. That's why it's called sometimes the Nizik has to pay. In other words, the Nizik has to lose out. Because according to Rav Pop, when the Tam does damage, really you should have to pay the whole thing. Really the Nizik deserves to get 100%. That the Torah says, you're potter from paying 50%, it's like the Nizik is losing out like he's paying 50%. But according to Rafuna, that Palganiska Kenosa, that really the Mazik should be potter completely, and the Nizik shouldn't get anything. Just the Torah gave a Kenat to the Mazik, that he has to pay 50%, hash to the Lav Didei Koshokal. Now that the Nizik is getting something that he doesn't deserve, Pitashtum Misa, why is it cool that the Nizik is paying something? Like he's not losing out anything, really he doesn't deserve to get anything. Just the Torah gave a kenas here that the mazik has to pay 50%. So here this should be a kasha on Rav Huna and a riot to Rav Papa. So Gemara says no. Lo nitzuchoi. You know what this mishnah is talking about in Bava Kamma? El lepchas nevela. It's talking about a different halacha. The pchas of the nevela. Like when your shor, when the mazik shor hits the nizik shor and kills it, the halacha is you only have to pay the difference between the live shor and the dead shor. But how much the dead shor is worth? The nevela, that belongs to the nizik. Now, pchas nevela means from the time the animal died until, let's say, you go to Bezdin, so it gets, the carcass, like, gets worse, and it gets worth less. That amount of money that the carcass gets worth less, that's called pchas nevela, that the nizik loses out. The nizik loses out. The mazik only has to pay the difference to where the shor was worth at the time when it died. Let's say the time when it died, when it was alive, was worth $100. Now the dead carcass is only worth $20. So it's called, you gave an $80 damage there, you have to pay for the $80. Or half for that, you have to pay $40. Even though later on, by the time the Nizik goes and sells the Nevela, it's only worth $10. So really, you had another $10 loss. That Pchas Nevela, that the nevela, the carcass, got worth less later on, that the nizik himself loses out. So that's why it's called Yisip Tashlumin. He loses out the pchas of the nevela. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara Bava Kamma learns it out from Sukkim over there, and Vashmin and Hayatana, the pchas nevela, the nizik heve, that the nizik loses out. So Gemara has to kasha, pchas nevela. If the chiddush of that mission over there in Bava Kamma is that Hanizik v'yamazik b'tashlumim is to tell me this chiddush of chas nuvela that the nizik loses out for the Gemara Taninon, we learned it already one time, that tashlumei nezik. A mishnah says also tashlumei nezik. And the Gemara's medayik, what does that mean? Malamina comes to teach us shehabailim mitaplim b'nevela. That when my shor like kills your shor, then the vela, the carcass, the owner of it, has to take care of it. The Nizik, he's responsible to take care of the Nevela. Metaplum b'Nevela, that means he has to sell it right away. The Mazik only has to pay the difference between the live shor and the way the shor is worth at the time of its death. So it said already one time. What do we have to have it two times for? So Gemara says, true, we need this Chiddush two times. Hatayichode b'tam v'chode b'muad. One is teaching us the case of a tam when there's the first time Yeshua killed, and the second Chiddush is by a muad where Yeshua did it a few times already. Three times already. I need both chiddushim. And the Ashmin and Tam, if we don't say the chiddush of a Tam, when your shor hits somebody else, kills another shor, that the nizik has to take care of the nevela. Mishum diakati lo yayit, because the mazik shor is not a muad yet. So therefore, it's not so much the mazik's fault yet. Therefore, the Torah parted the mazik from the b'chas nevela. Avo muad. But in the case where the mazik has a shor that's a mu'id, the yoyid, that the shor did it already three times. So the owner now is responsible for his shor. He should have taken care of it. It's called he's more responsible. Hey, maloi, maybe then the Torah was not mekel. Maybe then the Torah says the mazik has to pay for the b'chas nevelim. His kamashman, even in the case of a mu'id, still the Torah says the mazik is potter from the b'chas nevelim. Now, v'yashmina mu'id, if I'd only hear this chiddush by a mu'id, I would tell you mishum dekor mishalim kulei, because the mu'id has to pay for the whole hezek, for the whole damage. Therefore, the Torah was make a little bit that when the carcass gets ruined and gets worth less, the nizik, it's his loss. Not that the mazik has to pay for that. And since the mazik is paying so much anyway, he's paying for the whole damage, the Torah like patted him from this little p'chas nevela. Avotam, but in the case of a short tam, that the mazik only has to pay 50%, a maloi, maybe then the Torah was not nekel upon the mazik, but rather the mazik would have to pay even the pchas nevela tzricha. Kamashmon, even in this case, even in a tam, still the mazik is potter from paying the pchas nevela. He only has to pay the difference between a live shor and the way the shor is at the time when it died. How much the nevela is worth then? Even though later b'shas hamad b'din it gets worth less, that's the nizik's loss, not the mazik's loss. So therefore, we have no proof whether chatzin nezik is a knas or mamon. Tor Shema, come and bring another proof. There's another Gemara Bava Kama that says, explains there, ma bein tam lemuit. What's the difference between the shor that's a tam? The first two times it does hezik, lemuit, so after it did it three times already, it became a muit. The differences are that shatam mishalem chatzin nezik. If your shor is only a tam, you only have to pay half of the damage that it did. And also migufay, you only have to pay, you can only collect from the guf of the shor. That means, in other words, let's say your shor, the mazik shor, is only worth, let's say, $50. And let's say it killed another shor that's worth $200. So din is really should have to pay $100. But since your shor is only worth $50, you can't get more than gufay of my shor. You can't collect more than how much the mazik's shor is worth. But let's say in a normal case where $100 shore stays to another $100 shore, then in Echnami you only collect 50. You don't get more because of this, but sometimes you even get less because you can only collect in the Gufay from not more than the shore, the Mazik shore is really worth. Now, O Mu'ed Mishalem Nezer Sholem, but if your shore is a Mu'ed already, did it already three times, now the locker is you have to pay for the complete damage, and also Min Haliyah. The law is not you collect only from how much the shor is worth, but rather you collect now from my property, from my karka, and min aliyah, from the best of my properties, you have a right to collect the money. That's what it says. That's the difference between a tam and a mu'it. Now the question is, v'loy katoni, it does not say over there, this chiddush, that shahatam ein mishalem al piyatzmoy. According to Rav Huna, that chatzin nezek is a kenas, it should have said that a tam pays. Chatzin nezek, it doesn't pay if the mazik admits it, because it's knas and mishalem al pi atzmoy. I should have said though, but a mu'ed mishalem al pi atzmoy. Mashenkin a mu'ed, which for sure you pay nezek shalom, which is mammon, that you do pay al pi atzmoy. Schud is a riot to Rav Popo and a kasher on Rav Huna. Smur says, no, I'll tell you a ton of a shayer. That time over there learns some, but leaves out some that really could have said this. Really, maybe time is a knas, just left it out. For the Gemara, Umay Shire, the High Shire, like what else did it leave out that it left this out? Usually if there's only one more thing to learn, you don't leave it out. If there are a few things to learn, they could say it learned some things, and a few things are left out. But just one thing we don't say left out, so what else is there to say that it left out also? So this the Gemara says, yes, there is something else also, that Tony Shire Chati Koifer, left out Aloch, let's say a Tam kills a man. Aloch is your potter from paying Chati Koifer. We dash in the Gemara Baba Kama dashins, it says there, Bala Ashor Noki, we dash in Noki Michati Kaifer. The locker is if you have your shore, that's a mu'id, now if your shore kills a man, you have to pay Kaifer. So Machlekis, would you have to pay how much the person you killed is worth? Or you have to pay how much the mazik is worth? But that's called Kaifer. Now we make a drosha that a tam is potter from Chati Kaifer. So the Tana left that out also. Like it should have said this also, that a mu'ed pays kaifer and a tam is potter from kaifer. Therefore, since left that out, it also left out this halacha. So it's possible, like Rav Huna learns, that tam, chatzin nezek is the kenas, and the Brais, the Mishnah, left it out. Sumara says, this is not such a good teretz. Or why? I tell you, Imishum Chatzi Kofer. If you only want to bring the proof of Chatzi Kofer, I tell you, Lav Shiyuruhu. Maybe that's not called the Shia. That's not called something was left out. Why? Because maybe this price of money, Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Yoma that holds Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofer. He argues the end of Gemara Baba Kama. Yosi Aglili holds that a Tam does pay Chatzi Kofer, and he uses the posek of Bala Shonok before the drush is over there. So maybe that's why there's no proof. Maybe, like, really, there's nothing else could be left out. And therefore, it should be a proof, really, that Chatzi Nezek is Mammon. Because if it was Kanaf, I should have said there's difference. So the kid says, not a proof either way, one way or the other way. We don't have a proof yet that Chatzi Nezek is a Kanaf or it's Mammon. All right, turn over.